First Amendment and All American Station,
a division of Insane Broadcasting,
Renegade Radio.
This portion of the Bob Romanek Grim Reaper of Radio is brought to you by NAME, the National Association for Majority Equality, a national organization established to fight for and preserve equality for every American, regardless of race.
You are listening to the War Radio Network, White Awareness Radio, the first and only radio station in the country that has the nerve and guts to stand up, not against the proud black community, but instead to stand up and speak up for the proud white community. War, WAR, White Awareness Radio, keeping the proud white community informed in this violent, turbulent, ever-changing world.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio. Here at KQQZ 1190 AM, we like to have fun. But on a very serious note, you have probably noticed the very unorthodox way that we operate this radio station. We do things quite differently, probably unlike any other radio station in the universe. In the radio world, dead airspace is the worst thing that could ever happen. But here at KQQZ 1190 AM, we think sometimes that dead airspace and silence is good. No, great, especially when it gives us time to remember our loved ones who have passed on before us. Too often, we are too busy to take a moment out of our hectic day to remember our loved ones. KQQZ will now have a minute of dead airspace, a minute of silence, if you will. So please, take this time to remember the loved ones that we will never forget. It will certainly make your day a whole lot better. If you don't appreciate the minute of silence to honor our loved ones that have passed on before us, or if you're offended by the silence, then please tune to another station. And after you've tuned to another station because of our silence, don't come back. Because our radio family here at KQQZ really don't want you as a listener. Now, KQQZ's Minute of Silence.
KQQZ 1190 AM sincerely thanks you for your patience and decency. Now, back to our regular scheduled programming.
Beware. Beware. This is a warning. The Grim Reaper of Radio, Bob Romanek, with his off-the-record Sacred Show is about to air. He's probably the nastiest and craziest son of a bitch that you've ever had the misfortune to encounter. The Grim Reaper Show will be very controversial and probably quite tasteless. If you are even slightly offended by controversial matter concerning religion, racial matters, politics, or life's problems, you are hereby warned to turn this program off immediately. The Grim Reaper Show will be, like his face, very scary and very ugly. At this time, not proudly, but shamefully, presents to you Bob Romanek, the craziest son of a bitch on the radio today.
Nurses all gathered round, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. 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 To the bone.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest. America's bi-state voice of freedom. Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome, welcome to the dark side. Again, this is Bob Romanek. For you people that don't know, you know what a crazy, no good, rotten son of a bitch I am, and what a no good, rotten son of a bitch I can be, and what a rotten, no good son of a bitch I am most of the time, because I'm going to let you know the way it is. I'm going to let you know what I've researched, what I've had taken care of, what I've had other people research, and we find out the truth. Some of you people may not like the truth, but the truth is the truth. You can sit there and have your friends and relatives and political people sit there and lie to you on both sides of the political aisle, both the Democrats and the Republicans, because there's enough of that crap to go around. But you're going to hear it fair, honest, and real right here with Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper, because as most of you people know, especially you people that listen all over the country in every state in this great union, my crazy show is very, very controversial, and it is, and as we advertise it at the start of the show, quite tasteless, because we don't give a damn about being liked. We don't give a damn about being disliked. We give a damn about you good people listening to the truth. Now, I tell you day in and day out, listen to what I say, listen to what other people say, then you do your research and you come up with your best decision. Don't just take my word for it. Don't just take somebody else's word, my enemy's word for it. Listen. Listen to what we have to say, but then you do like I do. You research it and find out for yourself. I could be wrong. I've been wrong before. You people have been wrong before. Everybody's been wrong before. But again, I said yesterday, day before, and probably the day before that, I'm so tired of this national political bull crap. So tired. They want to talk about Trump, what a bad guy he is. They didn't talk about what a bad guy Obama was for 8 years, and Obama did nothing for this country for 8 years. Nobody bitched at him, and you know why they didn't bitch at him? Because he was the first black president. No, he was the first mixed president. He was half white. Never one time did I hear him ever say that he was half white. No, it's always he was the first black president. And that's bull crap. You know it. I know it. Everybody knows it. And after he's been out of office 3 or 4 years, hell, he's probably worth $120, $130 million. The man had nothing coming up in Chicago. But look what he's got now. Not that he's any better than anybody, because he's not. It's because he was the president. Him and his wife making millions of dollars on book deals. Nobody wants to read that damn book. They know it's a bunch of lies. You know, Trump tells a bunch of lies. Every one of these politicians, they all lie. They don't lie constantly, but they lie because they have to keep their crap going. And I understand that. I understand that anybody can say anything they want at any time. But why constantly take those lies and act like they're the truth? Listen to people's lies, listen to their truths, then you research it on your own. Then you find out what's best for you, and what you find out what's best for you, that's the direction that you run. I don't understand why people are so lazy. I mean, there's some lazy, rotten, no good, good for nothing people in this world, and we just let it go. Now, I know a lot of you people don't get this Madison St. Clair Record. It's a Metro East legal journal, they say. What a piece of crap it is. They don't charge you for it. It says first copy free, additional copies $1. They don't charge anything. They give them out free, and they stack them up in all of these different locations, and most people don't even take it because it's all one-sided. You're going to hear one-sided crap up and down the road. But I did get information on Randy Gorey. That was the attorney that was killed a week or so ago on January 4th. What a bad situation. And not because he was Randy Gorey, a big shot attorney who had filed more class action suits against the asbestos people than anybody in the country, but because he was a father. I think he was in the process of getting a divorce. I don't know that to be factual, but I believe that to be true. I think he had a girlfriend. And it says that he operated his office near the Madison County Courthouse, which continues to be the nation's top asbestos court, Madison County, Illinois. And, you know, they got a bad reputation. St. Clair County's got a bad reputation. He said he filed 176 suits in 2017. He said in 2018, 239 suits. And in 2019, 365 suits. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable, all the lawsuits that he had handled. But here is the Randy Gorey other people knew, other people that were attorneys, other people that may or may not have liked Randy Gorey. And see, you never get the true story. You never get the true story in the newspapers. You never get the true story in the media. You'll get the true story here, because I'll tell you the good, the bad, and the ugly about all of these attorneys, about all of these politicians. And then you have to take it, and you have to research it, and then you have to come up with your decision whether you think I'm right or whether you think I'm wrong. And if you come up with a decision you think I'm wrong, I can appreciate that. I'll have to disagree with you, but I'll appreciate you having the opportunity. But it was quoted, and people aren't real happy up in Madison County, and it's going to get worse, I think, before it gets better, because no information has been given yet on this Randy Gorey case, why the gentleman stabbed Randy Gorey to death, why he stole the car, why he did everything he did. Now, eventually, that'll all come out. Eventually, that'll all come out as to who did what and why it was done. But here's a quote that Randy Gorey wrote before his death. First one down in 2020. This is Randy Gorey. I have a bad feeling about this year. We have to make this money up. Now, here's Randy Gorey saying to make this money up. He's one of the topest, bestest lawyers. Got millions of dollars for his clients. And he's pissed off. They have to make this money up. And this is in an email. And he puts in the email, don't be effing around. Don't be effing around. This is Randy Gorey a few days before his death on January the 2nd. We have to make this money up. Don't be effing around. Work, in parentheses. If I see you guys sitting in each other's offices, bullcrapping, if I see you guys sitting in each other's offices, bullcrapping, I'm going to fire you bastards on the spot. The productivity went down and he was all pissed off because it had went down. Now, I don't know if it went down because the cases were somewhat drying up, but he had filed many asbestos lawsuits, but he was so pissed off because for some reason in 2 days in January, they weren't filing as many lawsuits as they should have filed. And he was pissed off about that. And he was apparently cussing out his some of the lawyers that worked for him. Now, nobody else had said anything about it until this all came out. Nobody said a word until this all come out. And now, it's a major deal. It should have been a major deal before. Should have been a major deal the whole time. If there wasn't enough lawsuits, they should have just filed more. But as most of you people know, when someone files a lawsuit, they usually think they have something to get. They usually think that they're going to have a winner. That's why they filed the lawsuit. But this Randy Gorey case, I think they're hiding information, and I don't know why. I don't know why if the federal government's hiding it. And I don't believe it's the federal government. I think they have decided that it's not a federal case and it's going to have to be tried in state court. So now they've got a public defender, John Rakowski. He was appointed to represent Timothy Michael Banowitz in the murder of asbestos attorney Randy Gorey. And he says his office has not yet received any evidence. There's an arraignment for Banowitz on January the 24th, which was continued last week. But I'm just giving you all that information in case you good people didn't know. And my problem is, I'm sure he was a decent father. I don't know what kind of husband he was. Apparently he was a decent attorney, but some of these asbestos cases, I mean, they're all bad from the start, and there's gonna be money given out. There's gonna be rewards given out, financial rewards to some of the victims on these asbestos cases where people got real sick, some even died, and I understand that. But they made such a big to-do about this, about Randy Gorey, just because not what he was, an attorney, but what he did with all the asbestos cases, and they just let that crap go. Let's go ahead and take some callers. Go ahead, John. You're on the dark side.
Thank you for taking my call, Bob. And I'm a proud white man, and I listen to your show because I like listening to your show. You speak the truth, and I always hope the best for you on everything that you do because you do put the truth out, and it does piss a lot of people off because you speak the truth. That's why they want to always quiet you up.
Hey, John, you're right about that, buddy, but go ahead.
Yes, sir. Reason I've tried to get a hold of you before, and it's always been busy. I just want to talk about this Kim Gardner thing over here today. She thinks that, you know, it's kind of weird. You're being an ex-police officer. You understand when that police officer pulled her over for driving with no headlights on, and all of a sudden another car pulls up behind the police car, you had to make that officer was probably wondering who in the heck that was. You know, I didn't know why she would have to have somebody come and intervene with her because she was driving with no headlights on. And then, you know, like you said, the stop lasted 6 minutes and 7 seconds. I don't know why she elaborated it. I guess she was trying to make it seem like that they were after her by lying about it on, you know, national TV and all this other stuff about lying about, oh, it was a 15-minute stop and all this stuff. And I don't know what the investigator was going to do. Was he going to try to get in there, intervene, and tell him not to give her a ticket or find out what was going on there, or try to come in to help her? I have no idea why he pulled up there to do what he did.
Well, you know, John, I would think that they were either at the office or they were out having a few drinks, and he was just following her. But I agree with you. They make a mountain out of a molehill, and it was a molehill until Kim Gardner and her man made a mountain out of it. But at the end of the day, John and everybody else, especially in the St. Louis area, it's all about the white racist. Every white person who screws with the nigger is a white racist. No matter if the white person is right, wrong, right a little bit, wrong a little bit, John, they're all racist. They've pushed that card for so many years, and they continue to push it. That's why the niggers out there don't like me, because I tell it the way it is. I'll fight for a proud white man. I'll fight for a proud black man, and I'll be against the nigger. I'll be against the cracker. I'll be against the hunky. But the niggers, they don't want to hear that, John. They want to be right, even when they're wrong most of the time, agree or not.
I agree with you, and she is a nigger. She is definitely one, because she uses that race card. They're against because that Klan is, you know, all this stuff. They're against her because she's like, no, they're against her because she's not worth a crap. That's one reason. Even the blacks are against, the proud blacks are against her because she's not really doing anything to help them either. You know,
you know what, John? Thank you for the call, buddy. I appreciate it as always. You're exactly right. They don't give a damn. It's going to be racist. Whether the nigger's right, half wrong, it's always going to be racist. It's always going to be the white person's fault at the end of the day. Well, maybe the black person killed that person, but it was the police that come to the scene and screwed it up. They're never going to take blame for what they do. They're never going to take blame for all the crime that they start. They're never going to take blame for anything, because at the end of the day, it's worked out for them in the past. It's worked out for them in the past. So it's the white person, and it's been the white person, and today it's going to continue. It's going to continue to be the white person unless people like me and you and the decent, proud white and the decent, proud black, unless we come together and say, hey, enough's enough. There's never, never, never going to be enough's enough. And I say this every day. You don't hear this. You don't hear this anywhere else but right here on the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM with my show and Kevin Slayton's show. We're going to tell you the way it really is. And we take heat. You know, the FCC, they want me off the air. Now, they can't stop me from being on the air, but they say that I bought these stations for $2.8 million, and I control these stations. So they're at the just about at the end of the rope trying to pull these licenses. And if they do, there'll never, ever be another 1190. There'll never be another 1430, a 1490, a 1510. And that's okay. They can do that because, see, they're the big hitters. Now, they can't stop me from being on the air somewhere else. And I've done talk with two or three other radio stations that love to have me on yesterday. They don't mind taking the heat. And that's what you have to do. You have to take the heat sometime. You can't keep your mouth shut. That's the problem. That's the problem in the St. Louis metropolitan area on both sides of the river. People keep their mouth shut because they don't want to be called racist. And then every day to the niggers, I'm the biggest racist in the country. Hell, I've been all over the newspapers all throughout the country. The St. Louis Post-Disgrace has 11 or 12 nasty, nasty editorials about me from Todd Robertson. What a jerk-off, rotten bastard he is. But I get news all over the country. And it's unbelievable, the people that listen, the people that are supportive, the people that won't say anything, but they will at the coffee shops, the restaurants, the bars, about how this crazy son of a bitch in St. Louis may be nuts. And I probably am nuts. But I tell you, what I tell you is truthful, and if you research it, you'll find out. Again, John, thank you for the call. Let's go ahead. Go ahead, Stuart. You're on the dark side.
Yeah, I got a little bit of a bone to pick with you. You know, I think the Madison County St. Louis or St. Clair Journal you said it's one-sided. Well, I think it's about time we got something that's one-sided around here. We got the Belleville Slimocrat, I guess you can call it, and then St. Louis Post Dispatch, they're both one-sided, so we need to have a bit of balance at least. And I find that the Madison St. Clair, I think you're a little bit. I read that story that you was talking about Randy Gorey in the Madison St. Clair Journal about a week ago. I thought you was coming up with some news on Randy Gorey, but that story's about a week old in the journal.
Okay, well, what do you mean, story? It's about a week old. What does that make any difference?
Well, I thought you was coming up with some new stuff. I read that about a week ago in the St. Clair County Journal.
Well, how many people do you think other than you read it? This paper gets out, but nobody reads it. Maybe you read it, and I just happen to pick it up. But I think the vast majority of people, and again, they listen all over the country to my show, I think they knew nothing about Randy Gorey saying, you guys better get off your effing butts and you better do this. And quit bull effing and blah, 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 or I'm going to fire you on the spot. I don't think most people knew about that, do you?
You're right. I was wrong. I realize now that you're right, that not too many people read this journal article. But I think this Randy Gorey is a greedy little asshole is what I think.
And you know what? I don't know, Stuart. I can't defend him or talk bad about him. All I can do is talk factual about him. But I think, and I know for a fact that this email was put out, if I find you guys sitting on each other's, in each other's offices bullcrapping, don't be effing around because I'll fire all you son of a bitches on the spot. Now, I think that was 2 days before his homicide. I think that in itself isn't a proper thing to do. Do you?
Yeah, it might be some of his associates got tired of being listening to his crap and done something about it. I don't know. Like you said, there's a lot more to this than meets the eye.
You know what, Stuart? Thank you very much for the time and the effort. Thank you for listening, taking the time to listen. And again, I want to thank everybody all throughout this country that takes the time to listen. We get calls from all over the place. Sometime we'll take some local calls, but usually on an hour show, I'm too busy giving you my opinion after it's been researched time and time again. But you're right, it's amazing. Most people don't read this Madison St. Clair Record because they're one-sided when they want to be. On either side, they don't really care, and that's probably true. And they sometime print the facts, but now it's a big deal with Ron Dupert, the ex 20th Judicial Circuit judge in St. Clair County, who was thrown out of office because he lied to prosecutors about his acknowledgement of a gentleman called Fields that used to live with him, who just got out of prison. So they threw him out. Now the ignorant, stupid bastard, he's running to be the county's prosecutor, is a write-in candidate. I don't know why he doesn't wait till after the primary and then get his petition signed and get on the Republican ballot, other than I don't think the Republicans want anything to do with him either. But again, we won't know that till it happens. But now he's bitching and moaning and groaning. And it's in the Madison St. Clair Record, front page, top fold. Ousted St. Clair County judge. People must know this entire story, wherever it may lead. I think the people know the entire story, and I know where it led. It led to him being thrown off the bench. And how embarrassing is that to be thrown off the bench? And then he files in federal court, Ron the Dildo Dupert, the gay guy who comes out and says he's gay as gay can be, he refiles his malicious prosecution suit in St. Clair County Circuit Court. It's unbelievable. And now he's running as a write-in for St. Clair County State's Attorney. He needs 233 write-in votes in March to be put on a November ballot. And I'm sure he'll get those votes in St. Clair County, 233 write-ins. That shouldn't take much time at all. But I think he's going to try to show people, he's going to try to tell people that, hey, I got screwed. And no, I don't believe he got screwed. I've read most, if not all, the facts, and he didn't get screwed. What happened, he sat there for 2.5 years that he probably shouldn't have been sitting there, but now he's all pissed off, and he's going to make it a big story. And to me, why he would do that and not go back to being an attorney, that just kind of floors me. But there again, I don't know why he does things. I don't know why other people do things, but they do it. And you just have to keep following the trail. You're going to have to keep following the trail to see what's going on. Now, some people won't do it. They'll just die out politically, morally, and let it go. I wouldn't do it. Dupert, I have to give him credit. He's going to fight the fight. I believe he'll be found out that he was totally wrong. I don't believe he'll ever get elected to St. Clair County State's Attorney. I think that'll be embarrassing on its face. But he has every right, even though I'm against him 1,000%, he has every right to run. He has every right to do what he thinks best for him. Now, he's going to get out and talk to people after he gets on the ballot. I don't think he'll get 30% of the vote. He'll be lucky to get 25, 30% of the vote, which will be embarrassing for him and the people around him. But again, I don't think he really gives a damn. He's going to tell you the way he thinks it is, even though it's not right in my eyes, in most people's eyes. He's going to tell you the way he thinks it is. And when it's all said and done, and if he loses, which he will, then it'll be not his fault. It'll be everybody else's fault. It won't be his fault because he was lied about. It won't be his fault because he's gay and has told everybody in the world that he's gay. He's come out that he's been gay. It's kind of like a badge of courage for him. And it shouldn't be a badge of dishonor. But I don't think it should be a badge of honor either. I think if he wants to be gay, that's his business. Keep it to himself. When you're an attorney, when you're a judge, just do your job and do it properly. You don't have to brag about having the hottest gal in town. You don't have to brag about you're gay with a black boyfriend. And he had told me and several other people during the last election that he liked young black boys. He come right out and said it. And I think everybody in St. Clair County, everybody in the 20th Judicial Circuit, I think they, if they didn't know it, they know it now. And it's somewhat embarrassing. Just let your private life be your private life, no matter what you do. Then your personal life will be your personal life. Your professional life, that's another day. That's another day. Your professional life, people around you, whether they like you, dislike you, know you, don't know you, they should be involved in any kind of professional issues. Ron Duper didn't give a damn. He's going to show everybody that he's going to run for state's attorney. He's going to show everybody that he's filing now in state court instead of federal court. And this crap will probably go on forever and ever. So we're going to see how it plays out. Callers, hold on. We'll get to you right after this break. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's by-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And you hear me today, every day, and you'll hear me for every day as long as I'm still breathing on the air, that we are definitely, definitely, definitely proud, proud, proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The only thing worse than listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is perhaps getting your head severed. But then some will say it's a toss-up. Now, back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio, and we are proud as always, proud to be the Patriot. Welcome, as always, welcome back to the dark side. This is Bob Romanek, the craziest son of a bitch you'll ever want to hear. You can go all over the country. You can listen to Rush Limbaugh. You can listen to the rest of them. They're bad, but they're not real bad. Bob Romanek's real bad because he's not going to pick and choose. He's going to tell you the truth one way or the other. He's going to tell you the truth, whether it's for somebody he likes or somebody he doesn't like. You got to hear the truth, and at the end of the day, you make up the decision. If the person that you didn't like, maybe you don't like as much, or maybe somebody that you didn't like, you're starting to like more. That's the way it is, and that's the way we're going to play it here. Go ahead. We've got another John. Go ahead, John. You're on the dark side.
Hey, Bob. I'm a big fan of your show.
Well, thank you, sir.
Keep up the good work. I want to get your thoughts on term limits. I know Pritzker is totally against those. But how does that get on the ballot? How do we ever address that? Dude, I think that's a big issue.
You know what, John? That's a great question, and I got part of the answer. We have to get it on the ballot, and the people can get it on the ballot. But the problem is, John, and everybody else in the state of Illinois and in the other state about term limits, it has to be pushed by the politicians. And if it's not pushed by the politicians, they'll go like they do in East St. Louis, like they do in St. Clair County, like they probably do all over the state, because it is a Democratic state from Chicago on up and down. They'll get their people to vote against it. And people don't give a damn, John. That's the problem. I've been in politics and around politics 50 years. People just don't give a damn. The politicians will come up to the norm people and say, hey, they want us to have term limitations. And you know the people down in East St. Louis, you know the people in St. Clair County, I do. They don't really give a damn one way or the other. As long as they get what little they want from the political people, they'll either be for term limits or against term limits. But that's why I don't think, John, in some states they have it. I think in Missouri they have it. But in Illinois, I don't think that it's ever going to come about. Where do you live at, John? What area?
Belleville.
You live in Belleville? What's your take on it?
Well, I'm looking at Pelosi and Schumer. Give me a break. They both need to go. You know, as far as the, and then, you know, Illinois, too. I mean, we got the same, even the city, same politicians winning. It's just ridiculous. So it'd be interesting to see what this impeachment would look like if these were four-year term limit people in office.
You know what, John? You've got a great, and that is a great point. They do that in Missouri. There's term limits on the state senators in Missouri. There's term limits on the governor in Missouri. There's term limits on the state representatives. in Missouri. And that's the way it should be, because I think everybody has the right to run, everybody has the right to win, but nobody has the right to sit there 10, 20, 30, 40 years, because all they do is dry up. You can see with this presidential crap going on, where 10, 15 years ago, Schumer and all of them talked about, oh no, there shouldn't be a big hearing, there shouldn't be a big hearing about the president, because that's wrong for the president. But now, automatically, 15, 20 years later, they flip the script and go just the opposite direction. But see, John, they can do that because people will bitch a little bit, then they'll let it go. But don't you agree that if everybody, they ought to have a national vote where there's term limitations on each and every office in each and every state in this great country, don't you think?
Absolutely. I just think if you have a four-year term, you have to work a lot harder to make things happen. And I think a lot more would get done.
And you know what, John, I agree with you. I think a lot more would get done. But here again, especially in Illinois, look at Mike Madigan. Bastard's been there 30, 40 years. Look at all these son of a bitches up in Springfield that live in the Chicago area. They run this whole state. They don't give a damn from Springfield on down. They don't give a damn about us people down here. They don't give a damn Democrat or Republican. They're going to do what's good for those people in Chicago and that area. And they're going to care less about us, don't you think?
Yes, and everybody I talk to is talking about leaving the state, which is just a shame, but I don't know what they're going to do when there's no tax revenue and nobody's living here.
Well, you know what, though, John, thank you very much for taking the time to call, take the time to listen every day. It's greatly appreciated, because you good people don't have to listen to me. But even if you don't like me, a lot of people all throughout this country, thousands and hundreds of thousands, listen because they know what I'm saying is correct. They may turn the show off and say, that no good Romantic, what a rotten piece of crap he is, but the son of a bitch tells the truth. And that's what I want to hear. I'd rather hear that than hear that, he's a great guy, but he lies all the time. No, no. Hate me all you want. But at the end of the day, if you follow up with what I say, if you and everybody else does their research, you'll find out what I'm talking about is correct. What I'm talking about is my opinion and the facts that I have encountered. It's not my idea. It was somebody else's idea. I disagree with a lot of other hundreds of thousands, millions of people. And that's what we have to do. We all have to come together. It can't be my decision. It can't be your decision, John. It has to be our decision together. People don't understand that. And when they don't understand that, it goes by the wayside. And I get tired of hearing it. And I think you good people too. You know, in Missouri, the governor gets two terms. In Illinois, they can do whatever the hell they want. And it's been that way. Now, I don't know about the other states. We'll have to do some research. But it's amazing. It's amazing how we let this crap go. Speaking of Illinois, an ex-Illinois lawmaker pleads guilty in a bribery case. A former Illinois state senator pleaded guilty to accepting about $250,000 in bribes in exchange for protecting the interests of Red Light Camera Company. A Martin Sandoval entered his plea in U.S. District Court in Chicago. He accepted some $250,000 in bribes. Who lives in Chicago's South Side, was well connected in the Illinois Democratic Party. Sure it was. And he did whatever he could do. Now, Pritzler calls the charges, "I expect public servants to serve their constituents, not line their own pockets." And today's guilty plea demonstrates yet another of the urgency need for reform. He faces up to 13 years in prison, although his cooperation could shave years off his sentence. Now he's cooperating and going to lie or going to tell the truth or whatever on other politicians in the Chicago area. And it's amazing that this crap goes on. You people wouldn't have heard about this if it hadn't been for me. But an ex-state senator in Illinois, and that's just one in few far between. You know how many state senators in these states all throughout the United States are corrupt today and every day? They never get caught. Then when one gets caught, they all come back and say, oh, see, this guy was wrong. But until they get caught, they're the best people going. And we all know that's wrong. We know what's wrong, and it's going to continue. It's going to continue down the path, but it just makes me feel good to see that an ex-Illinois state senator pleads guilty. So if he pled out, you know he was wrong. And then they talked about yesterday that the police arrest union protesters blocking the streets in downtown St. Louis. They want $15 an hour. She wants 50. Everybody wants $15 an hour. Now the federal minimum wage is $7.25 an hour. The state minimum wage in Missouri is $9.45 an hour now. And the federal minimum wage, which hasn't changed since 2009, again federally, is $7.25 an hour. Now, it's good to have $15 an hour. It's good to have $20 an hour. You get all these people in the Kmarts and Walmarts and McDonald's and rallies. You'll get all these people making $15, $16, $17, $18 an hour. And when that happens, who's paying for that $15, $16, $17, $18 an hour? We are. We, the people, are paying for it. Our $2 hamburgers will go up to $4.50, $5. And people will be bitching and moaning and groaning, but at the end of the day, they'll pay for it. So that's why I say in the next 20, 25, 30 years, I won't be around to see it. A lot of you middle-aged, older people won't be around to see it, but we're going to become a socialistic country. Again, never think a communistic country, socialistic, because nobody's going to give a damn. They're going to let the government take over everything as long as they get what little they want. As long as they get what little they want, they're going to be happy campers. So we're going to have to fight through that. But it was really nice that Alder bitch Megan Green, she was also arrested for sitting in the middle of Washington Avenue downtown Monday as part of the union rally for local janitors. Now, you can have rallies. You don't have to block the streets. That's illegal to block the streets. You think they give a damn? They don't give a damn. They're going to block the streets because they can. And they can block the streets, but they also can go to jail for it. People don't want to hear that, but they can go to jail for it. Nobody wants to go to jail. Everybody wants their word out. But sometime to get your word out, you're going to have to sacrifice. And if it's blocking the street, it's time to spend a little time in jail. Callers, hold on. We'll get to you right after this break. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's by-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The Grim Reaper of Radio, death, and taxes. Three things you never really want to experience. Now, let's get back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
Now, Daddy didn't like trouble, but if it came along, everyone that knew him knew which side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own.
and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something, or you'll fall for anything.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom. Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriots. As always, welcome back to the last few minutes. Sorry, callers. We had callers from all over the country on the lines. Just don't have time today. We'll try to get back to you tomorrow whenever we can. I do want to say, and we're going to talk about it first thing off, America's top five deadliest cities in this great United States. It was published yesterday. It was yesterday's posting. And we want to get to it, and we want to talk about it. But number five on America's top five deadliest cities, number five is Baton Rouge, Louisiana. That's the state capital of Louisiana. Number five, most dangerous city in this great United States of America. Number four, another Louisiana city, New Orleans, is number four on the top five deadliest cities in the United States. Number three is Detroit, Michigan. Detroit, Michigan, number three, top deadliest cities in the United States. And we'll talk about it tomorrow, about the killings and what's going on and the murder rates. But this is as of yesterday on Fox News. And they are the best. Not perfect, but they are the best. Number three was Detroit. Number two, and we've talked about it time and time again, is Baltimore, Maryland. Baltimore, Maryland, the second most dangerous city in this great United States of America. And this is a posting, and they have pictures of all of it on the website. This is a posting, the number one city, the most violent city in this great United States of America through all 50 states, America's number one deadliest city is St. Louis, Missouri. St. Louis, Missouri earned the title of the deadliest city in America. Unbelievable, people, isn't it? Unbelievable, the deadliest city in America, St. Louis, Missouri. And these politicians want to tell you how good it is. It's not good. It's bad. It's not bad. It's real bad. And we'll talk about that tomorrow. Hopefully, we'll start off with that. As always, people, it's time to go. Time to go. So remember what we have to do. We have to fight these asswipe, no-count, good-for-nothing, rotten bastards, both Democrats, Republicans, men, women, black and white, the bad people on either side of the fence, either side of the political aisle, either side of the racial aisle. We have to fight them. We have to continue to fight them, to expose them. And at the end of the day, you know what we have to do. We have to destroy these son of a bitches before they destroy us. We have to destroy these no-count rotten bastards in St. Louis, Missouri, number one deadliest city in the United States of America as of yesterday. We have to destroy them. Again, never, never, never any violence. We have to destroy them politically, of course, right here on the dark side.
All the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romanek, the Grim Rapper of Radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The Grim Rapper of Radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word! This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigger nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigger nation. All the nigger think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigger this and nigger that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigger nation cries and screams reparation. A nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all of the illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thug intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddyless babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigger of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the breakdown. Nigga. And I don't mean Negro. Nigga. I don't mean black man. I mean nigga. Drop the mic, bitch.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Radical Radio, and we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ, St. Louis. We'll